Sitting by this moment, my Mr. Supply. Oh, I reach out and touch the Lord as it goes by. One more time. Tonight, and I want you to be conscious. When the enemy come in like a flood, there is a promise that the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. So you better know where you are standing, brother. You better know where you are standing, sister. Tonight, we have not come here to joke. Neither we come here to play. We have come for a serious battle. While we bow our head and we close our eyes, the Almighty God, we are not depending on ourselves at this hour. We are depending upon you, because heaven and earth will pass away. Human beings will pass away, Father. It is your word that will remain ever true. You can do with any of us, Lord. Just have mercy upon us, O God. So many foolishness up there done. Have mercy upon us, O God. From the bitterness of my spirit, I cry for myself and for every member of this church tonight, Lord. Have mercy upon us, Lord. We pray too much, but Father, we do not know that we are praying amiss, O God. We come tonight, Father, that you will please have mercy and forgive us, O God. The enemy that has robbed us for too long, Lord, may you deliver us, O God. Father, the person and the people that the message is for tonight, Father, may they not miss their day of visitation. If they are not here physically, but the Spirit is telling them to connect, and they are connected, and they want to shut it down, Father, may they not shut it down, oh God. May they be present, both in body and in spirit and in mind, to receive this message, oh God. Because it's going to stand as a judgment for every one of us. Have mercy upon us. Once again, we pray, Lord. Forgive every of our mistake, O God, from the pulpit to the pew. We acknowledge that we are wrong. We are no good. You are the only good one, O God. Help us, Father. Forgive our shortcoming, O God. Meet with all our needs. That's why we are here. We want to be better versions of ourselves, O God. Help us, eternal God. Take glory and honor in our life. We've come to pray, Father. When the hour of prayer will come, help us to pray as become a saint in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the holiday season. We thank you for the blessing that it has brought to us, O God. We pray, Father, that you take us more higher and take us more deeper, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. So we open your word at this time, Lord. May you bless your word in our hearts. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered, may you bless the gathering of the saints. Be the help of our pastor as we depend on you for a testimony. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. The book of 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1. We'll take it quickly because of the time. 1 John chapter 1. Start our reading from verse 1. said that that which was from the beginning, which we have had, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and had, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light. Do we believe that? And in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we do what? And we do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, including me myself, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. While we are still standing, let's take that same 1 John chapter 5, and from verse 13, we read it to verse 15. Say, these things have I written unto you, that you believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. Verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. You believe that? That's what we're doing tonight. Verse 15. If we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that what? We have the petition that we desire of him. And may the Lord Jesus add his blessing tonight to the reading and hearing of his perfect word in our hearts, in Jesus Christ's name. You can be seated. God bless you. And welcome once again to the midweek service. Thank you for coming to church. As the prophet tell us, if you don't come to church, we will not preach to benches. Amen. So we appreciate you for coming to church. And thank you for your prayers for me on Sunday that I was not around. Even though I was not physically here, I was present in the spirit. Amen. And follow the service every way. And I agree with every part of the service. Amen. The prophet did not promise us that the gate of hell will not fight the church. Are we there? When we come to the house of God, we don't come to play. So you might be looking what is going on with Brother Joseph today. Just permit me. Brother Bram said, life is like a circle. Amen. Reverse, especially eternal life is like a circle. When we are coming to this world, we did not come by chance. Again, every one of us, we have our journey. So you better don't, whatever the next fellow is doing, it's not up to you. You know why you are here, and you serve the purpose why you are here. Amen. Tonight, the text, if we will put it, is understanding prayer. Understanding what? Prayer. It's not that we don't pray. Is that not correct? We pray. Every one of us pray. But do we understand what we are praying? If you look at what 1 John told us, chapter 5, it said the confidence that we have in God is that when we pray, we know that he heareth us. The Bible said the one that we are praying to is like us. He has ears, he can hear. He has eyes, he can see. He can perceive. He knows everything that you are going through. But the problem many a times is that we are praying amiss. We just open mouth sometimes, we are speaking English. So that we will beat ourselves. Oh my. You say, Brother Joseph, what are you talking about? Look at the people in the time of Elijah the prophet. When he called them before that sacrifice, before that altar, he said, put your sacrifice and call Baal. If Baal is your God, let this fire, let this altar bring fire. Let us call it to a test. Oh yeah. They did everything until the Bible says they went further and began to tear themselves as is their manner. They were cutting themselves. And some of us as believers, we don't understand what that means. That when we come to prayer, there is something that we must understand must be in place. We don't just pray for praying's sake. As Pastor will say, we learn to pray. God bless you, sir. We learn to pray by what? Praying. May God help us. I'm coming to that. We learn to pray by praying. Can I get that scripture now? When the disciples, they were talking to the Lord, teach us how to pray. I think it's in the book of Luke. Teach us how to pray like John taught his disciple how to pray. And he said, pray in this manner. Our Father who art in heaven. Very simple prayer, is that not? But sometimes, many people don't even know how to pray. We call some people now, let them pray. They will just play blunders. No wonder our life is the way it is. But Brother Bam said, God has given us his word, his word. And our life is like a circle. That's why some of us come to this world, we are just living jamboree life. We just go, you start from point A, you come back, you find yourself at that same point where you started your journey. And it seems as though God is giving luck to brother A and is giving you bad luck. It is not so, my brother. It is the way you started your journey and the way you are going about your journey. But tonight, you can come back. Understand how you are praying. Maybe you are praying amiss. Maybe you are praying out of the will of God. But you must pray in the will of God. Rebecca said, what is the will of God? It is this word. What is the word of God saying concerning this situation in my life? What is the word of God saying concerning his church? A few days ago, I remember, I don't forget things by the grace of God, especially spiritual things. When I told us, while we sleep, Satan comes inside church. In a no-no, we are all silent now. While men slept, the enemy came. And what did he do when he came? He planted evil seed. This is not 2024. Today is what? April. Which day are we? Day 10, right? How many things has befallen us as individual? Let's take inventory of our life. How many things has befallen us as church? We need to ask. Rabbi said, when we begin to see these things, we are praying, we are not getting results, we are seeing certain things happening in the church, call a halt. I am not in the group. I don't pamper things. Shall you hear me? You might be thinking, Roger, yes, as Apostle Paul said, there are many things I am hearing about you. What is going on, church? There are many things. Am I aware? We are hearing it. While you sleep, I tell you, Satan will give you promise of what you are inside. We are playing. We are inside battle. Some of us are playing. When we should be praying, I tell you, you should not sleep as a church. We are our boys. We don't have people to handle instruments for us. We are there and we are comfortable. You say, Brother Joseph, what are you saying? Are you mad with us? Yes, if that's what you call madness. We are the boys. Today is an holiday period now. I enjoy myself sitting at home. I am a 24-hour worker. But I tell you, the way I pray, some people that don't even walk the way I walk, they don't pray that way. Are you trying to justify yourself? No, sir. But I'm talking reality. I'm talking something I know. We walk around the clock. All the servants of God here, they are not lazy people. They walk. And yet, they still find time to pray for themselves and pray for you. And you bring trouble to the church. May God have mercy upon you. I tell you, long time that we play with church. Let's come to the message. If God be for us, 61:12-31. It is no more time to pamper with people. No more pampering. If you are not ready to go, the door is open. How? I tell you, sometimes it has to be like that. Very straight. The way of salvation is straight. Life where people that are serious, they know why they are in church. different kind come to the church. So you don't be discouraged, brother. This message today is to the children of God. So you pick the side that you belong. If you say, why you are preaching, you call me a dog, maybe that's what you are. But those that are eagle, they will hear the name eagle. Yeah, it depends on what you are looking at. If God be for us, then why is all this system 1:12:31, paragraph 31. Okay. Now, the reason why we pray and we don't get results. The Bible says, and how they are done, the Israelite, the Philistine, the Moabite, the Amorite, and all the different ones, they are coming on them like locusts and just eat up what they had, just like Shamgar. And they take it out and go on. But did you notice they could not do that until Israel first did what? Fell away from what? Israel did what? This is like God. Permit me to use this like an illustration. You see this circle that I draw? And I put something inside. The world is like the economy of God. God wants every of his children to be inside. Like that. In our thousands, in our millions. But when you get out of this, you have given Satan a chance. And he can deal with you in any way that he will deal with you. Now, the devil can set a foot on you to hurt you until first you do what? You get away from God. And you must first remember that. Check. When anything happens, see what in the faith or you are what? See if you are blessed with God. Remember, the devil can do you no harm. You are in Christ. You believe that? May God help us. Now, quickly, because of this time, the message Elijah, 53, October 18, 53:10, October 18, paragraph 16. We only understand prayer when it is done in the will of God. Now, Rabbi said, was a man just like we are. That's Elijah. Are we there? He was not an angel. Not no more than what you or I. He had his differences, like any one of us would do. He had his ups, he had his downs in his life, like we do. But God did what? God answered his what? Prayer. Are we there? Because why? He prayed earnestly. And what? Sincerely. That's the question you should ask yourself. Are you sincere about your prayer? Are you praying in the will of God? And before that kind of a prayer can be made for the sick, or for the end of drought, or for anything that we have need of, there must be a perfect understanding. That's why we take the message, understanding prayer. Why do we pray? We are coming to that before we close. There must be a perfect understanding that what? We are praying in the will of God. We are not just speaking English. Or we are speaking our local dialect. Because God hears all language. But it's a communication. Just like I am communicating with you. That's the way God gave us that venue. Prayer to communicate with him. He said, if you are troubled and you are full of heavy laden, he said, do what? Come unto me. I will do what? Give you rest. It is not Tinubu that is talking. This is God, the creator of the whole universe, the one that created Tinubu. Amen. So you should not worry about the Nigerian economy. Because there's a different economy for the children of God. You believe that? That the word of God has said, when the people are saying there's a casting down, me as a son of God, I know there's a lifting up for me. No matter how they say the economy is very bad, God will take care of me. You believe that? Yes, sir. As the children of God, you should not settle for less. I was talking to some people, they are looking at me, they thought I was proud. No! I said, lest you think I'm proud. No! I know where I'm standing. That's why, as James told us, Or the apostle told us, this is the confidence that we have in God. That when we ask anything in prayer, he does what? He hears us. It's just like now, we look at somebody like the pastor. Just permit this illustration now. Not that they cannot do the job. For pastor to take the job of a janitor. Not that they cannot do it. He can do it. Is that not so? But the time that he should be using to do the work of a janitor, he can use it better to study. Is that not so? He can use it and pray. Okay, maybe circumstances of life put the pastor in that condition and say, okay, let me do the work of a janitor. But along the line, he saw that you want to demean him. He still identified who he is. He's a pastor. He can tell you, I don't want this job again. Take it. But it is a man that doesn't know himself. Any offer that the devil brings, he can bring it to anybody. It can be me. It can be any of us. You will just take it and think that it is answer from God. But it is not. We have to be spiritual. May God help us. Don't settle for less. Do you hear that? Don't settle for less. What has God spoken concerning you, brother? What has God spoken concerning me? Brother said, you see, but we lack that perfect understanding. You see, that we are praying in the will of God. And that is the reason he could close the heaven that it did not rain. Because God had told him it was going to happen. Are you there? And so it is easy to say anything is going to happen when God says it is going to happen. Because it is got to be that way. God's word can never fail. You believe that? Now give us the message expectation. Because of this time. Expectation preached 1954. These are things I should know, but just reminding ourselves. Expectation prayer 1954, December 12, 06, paragraph 32. Now I said where that's okay. Let me get it here, please. Alright, just flash it, bro. Well, I said that's up to them. I don't know, but I said, you never know, no matter how much you scream, how loud you scream, how much you pray, that devil is got, yeah. That's where we're going. That devil is got a legal right to stay right there. Are you there? And he will stay there too. That's right. He's got a right to stay there. Not only that, but if you're supposed to have done something and you didn't do it, the devil has a legal right of what? Disobedience. So, here is what it is. Combining that person, you find out just where that cause is. Then you know where to start for the cure. See? Sometimes, many a times, it is unconfessing. When we pray and we pray and we pray and we seem not to get the answer. I understand for some believers, it could be like the category of Job. God can be testing them. But many reasons, many of the times, the reason why we pray and we don't get the answer is because of unconfessing. Oh sure, sin in our life. The Bible said, it is better to obey than to sacrifice. Why did he told us that when you are coming to church and you want to cast your offering, and you remember that you have ought in your heart, what did the Bible say? It said, drop that offering on the altar. Did he say put it in your pocket? Where did he say? Drop it here at the altar and go back. The altar can be your seat. I know some people sometimes look at, because of course, our practice here, we don't come to the altar to put offering. They pass the plate at our seat. But it's a spiritual application. The altar today is Christ. Are you there? Now let me go higher before we go to pray. When people are looking for powers, what do they do? Some of these are our young boys and things in the world. They go and consult abalists. They go and consult powers. Is that not so? And they tell them, if you can bring a goat. But now, They say that goat is not doing many things. They say if you can bring your father, because they need blood. Yes, let me open your eyes to something tonight. They need blood to be able to enter into certain realm. You need blood. Blood must speak, because as the minister told us last week, when they said, how many of us were in church last week? When they said, you appreciate God? He said the soul is doing what? Is speaking. Even if they are dead physically, as we call it, but they are speaking. And he gave us scripture for that. The souls under the altar doing what? Crying. How long are we there? And that's why evil spirit, they can call, they can control and do things. Somebody with that, they can call them back. Yeah, there are powers and there is also power. There is the power of God that surpasses the power of the devil. That is why you have to know where you are standing, brother. Do you believe God? Who is that sister that somebody told you? I don't know, maybe it's your husband that told you. And you are scared tonight. I tell you, fear not that man. He's just a man. He's a bluffer. Satan might have taken possession of him. And I am not ignorant of Satan's devices. Yeah, I'm very conscious of it. I know what I'm doing tonight. Yeah, so I know where I'm standing. When we do like this, I know even before now, he has been giving me back to back. Satan is a spiritual warfare tonight. You cannot trouble the people of God too much. And it depends on those that are willing to be delivered. You need blood when you are trying to get certain things. The young man that wants to drive a Venza, that wants to drive a GLX Mercedes Benz, and he doesn't have a business he's doing, he go and meet the Babalawo. Or a businessman that is doing his business, and the business just went haywire. He goes and meet Babalawo, and Babalawo says, you bring blood. Meet me by 12 a.m. maybe at Mokola, whoever it is that you get. If you cannot get your father, get any man. Yes, I'm telling you reality. While you are sleeping on your bed, that's what is going on. 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 2 a.m., evils are going on in the nation. And we are sleeping. When we should be on our knees praying, may God have mercy upon us, church. May God open our eyes. No wonder the souls are crying. Oh, we stand in the gap for the people. In this warfare that is raging, can I depend on you, my sister? But we are all busy. Can I depend on you, my brother? We are all busy, including me. There are people here that are suffering. Poverty is the cause. Take it anywhere, I say. And some people are comfortable. May God have mercy upon us. Ignorance is a cause. People don't read Bible today. But who are the people that will read the Bible and come and tell the people the truth? In the world where we live in today, where there are fallacies, preachers are not even giving the truth. All they are concerned is the money you will give them. We are not here for your money. We are here for your soul. May God help us. Blood is required. Do you understand that? For physical prosperity, they tell you, bring somebody. Why are they asking for somebody? But we believers, we forget. Oh my. Maybe it's Satan that blinds us. Now, if I want to be a very big guy, I want to live in a 200 million naira mansion, which is small compared to some. You need to go to Lagos and see mighty things that those people put there. You will know that we are playing here. I tell you, they don't call millions there. They call billions and million dollars. And sometimes I look in this same world that we are living in, when God opened my eyes, Joseph, you cannot be here. Yes, there are some places as Christians, you know, you have to drop post off. No going forward. Come back. And some of our boys, those are the people they are taking for example, Bobby Whiskey and the rest of them. I tell you, certain law, it is coming on us, whether we like it or not. I went to an office and they asked me, sir, how do you want to be addressed? He, she? I said, he, him. It was strange to me. I had to tell myself, God, people need more cover and missing by. What? I should call you him? I enter a bedroom and a woman is there. Say, I am him. What? What is going on? Brother, it's coming on us whether we like it or not. Ask some of our people that have traveled to the advanced country. They see it. Boys on hearing with their hair plated. It's just coming new to us and we are looking at it strange. And they want to put it on you that you must accept it. But it is the doctrine of the devil. And those people, I tell you, they got plenty money, brother. Is the money you are looking for, young boys? You will see it when you go to those groups. They got plenty of money. The natural use of women, they have forgotten it. May God have mercy. Now, what are we talking about? Blood is required. But today, there is a perfect sacrifice. Jesus understands what it is to shed blood. Why will he tell them in the Old Testament, when you have committed sin, bring a lamb? Let us settle for a little while. I know this time is, but we're going to pray. Why will he tell them, when you commit sin, bring a lamb? Sister Grace, is that not so? Is that not what Bible told us? When you steal, when you commit adultery, bring a lamb. If you don't have enough money, bring turtle dove. Something must die for you. May God help us. Do you think God was joking? Baba said then, when he was doing that, he saw that the people were making a caricature of it. It until it became a stench in his nostrils. I know that, okay, if I go to sin, all I just need to do is to buy a sheep. I have the money to buy sheep. If I buy the sheep, I'm justified. Is that not so? If I'm able to pay my tithes, I build a church for them. Who bond them to talk to me? I tell you, some of us will talk to you. You perish with your money. I don't need that kind of a money. Yes. God think of people that would, our eyes like this, would look at you and tell you the truth. May God help us. We've come too far to accept nonsense. Blood is required. He looked at this thing. The blood of bulls and goats cannot do it again. It cannot cleanse the worshiper. But right before the foundation of the world, he knew everything. Are you there now? He knew everything. He knew that man would just go the way he went. And it will start with blood. It will start with animal blood before it comes to the perfect blood. And it sacrificed for us. Who did he sacrifice? His only begotten son. He sacrificed himself. That was why, before that hour, he taught us how to pray. Can you find that scripture, brother? He taught us how to pray. He says that you pray in this manner. Our Father. Oh, I love God. Very humble, very gentle. Now it came to pass as he, who is that? Jesus Christ. Was praying in a certain place. When he ceased from his prayer, one of his disciples said unto him, teach us to what? Pray. As John also did what? Taught his disciples to pray. Why do we pray, brother and sister? Let's ask ourselves. Sometimes some people think the reason why we pray is because we want something from God. Or when I get into emergency, I begin to pray. Is that so? No. But brother will always tell us, before the hour of war, you prepare for peace before the hour of war. We pray for spiritual growth. Amen. We pray for transformation. Now, let's see verse 2. He said, and as he said to them, when you pray, say what? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy what? Kingdom come. As in heaven. Can you see that? I think it was Brother Anegua. What's his brother's name now? Godfrey. That reminded us. There's a pattern up there. Forever, oh God, your word is what settled in heaven. And that's why we pray in that manner. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? In earth, as it was, as it is in heaven. Heaven is perfect. It is this earth that there is trouble. That's why me and Bro Mike can fight ourselves. I know he loves me. He will get angry. Yeah, that's why me and my sister can get mad at ourselves. But there, they don't see that kind of a thing. That is why a husband can box his wife. In there is nothing like that. That That is why a so-called brother here will go and carry a bottle of whiskey when we close from the service. You say, yes! Mama show. That is why, oh, you can't badra. Yes! I tell you, I want to tap the day, one want to church. Yes! But yeah, oh, you can't mobile. So that we will kneel and pray for one another. We have done play too much. Baba said, it is high time we quit playing church. Amen. We call white white and we call black black. God bless you. Since God gave us his perfect blood, brother, sister, you know Satan is a smart one. He tells us, that is just the simple truth. He tells us that the blood of God is not sufficient. Is that not so? That is why we are looking for Babalawo's substitute. But on your altar, there is a blood. Did you recognize that? You don't need any other blood. The blood of Jesus Christ is still here. Why do we pray that the blood of Jesus speaketh better things than the blood of Abel? Abel's blood is still here. The blood of souls that are killed, they are still crying. Then if Christ's blood is perfect, why do we need a substitute? Let us rise to our feet. It's a spiritual warfare tonight, brother, sister. Where is your own altar? Why you bow your head? Close your eyes. Evil spirits have been cast out when we pray. Close your eyes. Children, close your eyes. Parents, better hold your children very well. Thank you, sir. In the warfare that is raging for the truth and for the right, may the Lord depend on us. There is a blood tonight on the altar, brother. There is a blood tonight on the altar, sister. How have you been praying? How have I been praying? Have I been praying by understanding? Or have I been praying amiss? Did I even recognize that Jesus died for me? Or was his death in vain? If unbelievers know that for them to get certain things in life, for them to get certain blessings, I need a child, Babalawo. What do I do? He said, go and bring a fowl. And they tell him, when you bring that fowl, make sure you come with corn seed. You throw the seed. The number of seeds that the fowl eats, that is the number of years that your child will live. He said, yes, it is good enough for me. And the person go happy. Watch the following year, he gets what he's looking for. Same thing with people that are looking for wealth. Same thing with people that are looking for prosperity in their business. But we Christians, we come to church. We go out, we come back, we go out, we come back. Nothing is changing in our life. It is high time that we stop, as the prophet said. He said, call a horse and ask the question, what is happening? Why is all this thing befalling me? Is there a sin somewhere? Check yourself. If there is a sin, confess your sin. That is what scripture told us. Confess your fault one to another and pray one for another. And the fervent prayer of the righteous man, he availeth much before God. If you have confidence in your maker, that his blood still speaks, we are not serving a dead God. We are serving a living God. His body was just for that purpose. He was for the healing of your body and for the healing of your soul. Are there souls that are sick tonight, far away from God? Brother, sister, you can come home. Wife, how have you been with your husband? This is the mercy of God to you tonight. You don't need to go and buy any cow. You don't need to buy any lamb. You don't need to buy any cup. I tell you, the blood of Jesus Christ is still fresh even tonight. Brother, say, as a sinner, you just recognize, why did he die? He died for your sake. He died for my sake. Perhaps then you come upon that same basis as the Jew we do and put his hand upon the sacrifice. And why that sacrifice is being killed? Jacking. The sinner recognized, I am supposed to be the one to die like this animal. But somebody took my place. Brothers, minister. Jesus took your place. Jesus took my place. Then why are you still suffering? Why are you still living in sin? There is allocation for you tonight to be delivered from that power of sin. There is allocation for you tonight to be delivered from that bondage. Husband, if you are not satisfied with your wife, I tell you there is power in the blood to live a holy life and to be contented with your wife. You don't need to be an adulterer, because every adulterer will go to hell. You don't need to be a fornicator. Every fornicator will go to hell. You don't need to live an unclean life, young brother, young sister. There is mercy of God here for us tonight. Let every one of us confess our sins before God. Are you a thief? Cry to God that God will deliver you from stealing. Because that stealing will do you no good. It will end you in prison if you are not careful. And the head check is death. Are you a liar? There is no good thing that lie will do for you. It will only bring you in many souls. But I remind you tonight again, brother, sister, there is a perfect blood on the altar. Is your altar even speaking, brother, sister? Let us ask ourselves. Is your altar speaking like that of Cain and Abel? Look at those two. Yet, children from righteous parents, as we can call it. But thank God for perfect revelation. Thank God for perfect understanding. That made us to understand one was of the wicked one. Take advantage of that altar tonight. And call God on the scene. Call God on many things that He has promised you. That's why we come to church. We come to renew strength. We come to pray. In Jesus Christ's name we are prayed. In Jesus Christ's name we are prayed. I want us to enter into another realm in prayer. Bringing the scripture that we have read to our remembrance. He said, if we know that He hears, that is God, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of Him. Do you believe that? He said, this is the confidence that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, He does what? He heareth us. Tonight I want families to go to the Lord in prayer. Because Satan is after family, whether you like it or not. And especially in this church, pray for your family. God help my husband. God help my wife. Every unrecognized manifesting demon that I don't know as his partner. God bless you, sir. Every unrecognized manifesting demon that I don't know as his wife. Lord, break it. Go to prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. You have couples. You are supposed to live in love one with another. You don't know the kind of life that your husband is living. You don't know the kind of life that your wife is living. Whole church family, we should get involved in the welfare of one another, especially the spirituality of one another. You should be concerned about the spiritual welfare of your partner. Asking someone, where is your wife? He said, I don't know where my wife is. What? And you call yourself a husband? You don't know where your wife is? You should be accountable for your partner. That is the responsibility that God has given to you as a husband. You as a wife, you are supposed to be the support to your husband. How much do you pray for your husband? How much do you pray for your children? Especially in this evil day that we want to scatter your home. There are guests that are ready to kick you out of the house and take your place. You say, Brother Joseph, they can have my place. Ah, sister, you better pray now so that you will not be praying tomorrow. Better pray now. Pray for your family. Pray for your partner. Your wife, pray for your husband. Husband, pray for your wife. Are you putting fear in our heart, Brother Joseph? No! Brother Brown said, before the hour of war, we should prepare why there is peace. That is why we are calling this thing to our remembrance. Pray one for another. Because Satan, he doesn't love you, brother. He doesn't love the sweetness in your home. He doesn't love the sweetness in your family. He's ready to scatter you if he has every chance. No wonder he comes to the wife and tell the wife, your husband does not love you. No wonder he comes to your husband and tell the husband, your wife is not faithful. I tell you, that is the devil. It is high time you hold one another in the hand, have an effigy, and put that Satan to shame. Break that demonic altar. Is there a girl that is troubling your husband? I tell you, this is not a joking matter. And you are ashamed to tell the pastor. Tell God, you can never be ashamed of God. Is there a girl that is troubling your husband? Call the girl's name. Scatter that evil alignment. It's a evil alignment. What God has not joined together? That is the scripture. That is the promise. Let no man put asunder. If you know that it was God that joined you and your husband together, who joined you? Your husband and that girl. Scatter it, sister. If you still love the man, go after him in prayer. Brother, if you still love the woman, go after her in prayer. Be like that woman the prophet told us that had the drunken husband. She went in prayer for her husband. Went in prayer. She was not tired. It is not a church affair. May God help us. It should be a constant prayer. Not only church. You go to your home. Let this be an awakening for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we are prayed. This is a prayer meeting and we are here to pray. Families. We don't have enough time, I know. But I'm giving you prayer points. Some of you, you have daughters. Is that so? You have sons. You don't want your son to marry a bad girl. You don't want your daughter to marry a bad boy. In the present world, we are seeing bad boys and bad girls in Malachi 4. And we need to cry out. Pray that God will help your girl not to choose wrongly. Pray that God will help your boy not to choose wrongly. No matter how much of training, no matter how much of teaching that you put into them, they can go their own way. But I tell you, prayer will bring them back. Prayer changes things. Pray for that girl. Pray for that boy. You don't like that relationship? Scatter it with prayer. If they have not gone too far, if they have not yoked themselves, do you believe the promise of God? Under no circumstance should a believer marry an unbeliever. And your girl is telling you, I will marry an unbeliever regardless. Your boy is telling you, I will marry an unbeliever regardless. And you are not praying. You are playing. I tell you, you will cry. It is high time. You better pray. You say, for Joseph, my own children are young. Pray for them. We don't know how long. Pray for them. That boy may be 6 years. That girl may be 4 years. Pray for them. Commit them to the hand of God. Since God has been gracious to you, he helped you to marry a nice man. He helped you to marry a nice woman. Pray for your boy. Pray for your girl. Lord, may he not choose wrong. Father, may she not choose wrong. Oh Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. We are living in a great day of civilization. No matter what you tell these children, they will not listen to you. But there is power in prayer. When you understand the power that lays in prayer, you have brought that boy to church. You have brought that girl to church. But all of a sudden, he thinks he's a big boy. She thinks she's a big girl. And therefore, she wants to choose the church she wants to go. He wants to choose the church he wants to go. He said, that is your church. This is not my church. Hey, man, pray for that boy. Are you concerned about that? If you leave that boy that way, he's going to a dangerous ground. Use prayer to call that boy back. I know some of us put it in our prayer request, but more than ever before, I want us to take it very serious. Yes, it's very fine. You give them very good education. You give them very good food. You give them very nice comfort in life. But their spiritual affair, how much are you giving them? Do they know how to pray? Your boy is 18 years. Does he know how to pray? Your girl is 20 years. Does she know how to pray? Teach us how to pray. The disciples asked Christ, have your boy ever come to ask you spiritual things? Let us pray for them, brother, sister. Lord, save the soul of my boy. Lord, save the soul of my girl. As a parent, are you just satisfied also that your child has been baptized in water? But the Bible said, don't settle there. Move forward. Pray for the Holy Ghost baptism for that boy. Let us go in prayer for our children. Let's pray for Holy Ghost baptism for them, those that have been baptized. It is not good enough to settle at the point of just water baptism. God does not want you just to be a church member. That is not his will for you. He wants you to be a true son. He wants you to be a true daughter. Pray for that boy. If God has saved you, if God has filled you with his spirit, pray for your children. If there is a generation tomorrow, they will be the next. If there's going to be another pastor, they will be the pastor. If there's going to be another minister wife, they will be the minister wife. If there's going to be a song leader, they will be the next. Let us pray for them. Let's pray for our young people. Look at our music area. It's becoming so scarce. Hardly can we get people to play the good music for us. And we are satisfied. I tell you, pray for those boys. If don't be ashamed to call their name. I have called their name this afternoon. If you remember, call their name. Don't be ashamed. Wherever he is, Father. Lord, don't put a rest in his heart. Denomination is not his place. This is his place. Lord, send him back here. That's what we want, Lord. Have mercy. We don't want them to go to Satan's air. They've been good boys playing for us. But somehow, Satan came and take them away from us. Father, have mercy upon them. Deliver them. We love them. We know you love them. We love them too. We want them here. We are claiming them in the name of Jesus Christ. They are our children. Father, we pray that you will give them back to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that the devil has taken from us, Lord, we are praying for a restoration. As parents, maybe we have lost our grip upon our children. Our children no longer listen to us, Father. We are praying, oh God, where we have failed as parents, have mercy upon us. May we speak and may those children obey, oh God. Help us in the name of Jesus. Help those children, Father. Lord, be merciful to them. Yeah, it is good to have all of these acting, but what good will it do if they have it and they don't know you? We want them to know you in the power of your resurrection. Deliver them from the hand of the enemy. Save their soul, oh God. We desire convertible children. We desire children that will fear the Lord, that will honor the Lord. When we needed those children, God, we didn't go to any babalawo. We did it the way you told us to do. And Father, look at what this boy is becoming. Look at what this girl is becoming, Lord. I pray that you will stand his eyes. Just as you caused a turnaround for Saul, do the same for him, O God. If you love him, brother, if you love him, papa, pray. If something is the one that is tying, God scatter his business. Eh, brother Joseph, what are you saying? Yes, God scatter his business. Put it back on the ground. Shebi, no one hear what? By the time you scatter that business, by the time you put it back on the ground, he will come back to church. He's running away from church. Why is he running away from church? Lord, we plead mercy for him. We plead mercy for them, Lord. Bring them back. Deliver them from the hand of Satan. Every evil altar, everywhere they have gone to align themselves, that is not in your name. Holy Spirit, scatter it. Father, scatter it. Every wrong places they have entered, every wrong alienation, every wrong covenant, every wrong agreement, we scatter it in the name of Jesus Christ. Enough is enough. If you will not do it, someone else will do it. Pray for them. Pray for them. It's a spiritual warfare. For the truth and for the right. We are believers of this message. We believe everything that the Lord told us. We believe everything that the prophet told us. Lord, deliver us, O God. In Jesus Christ's name we are praying. Before we come to the written request, let's take this one lastly. If there be sickness in your family, remember, this is not English that we are speaking. This is prayer. Maybe there's a pattern in your family. And I've been saying this thing previous meetings before now. But maybe you have not understand what we are talking about. The fact that you believe Malachi 4, it does not mean that Satan does not have a hold on you. You just read what the prophet said. When you leave the economy of the world, Satan has access to you. The only reason why it's not getting you is because you are still around the message of the hour. Maybe you come to a fellowship like this in prayer meeting. You come around the same. Our prayer is covering you. But you watch yourself. When you go out, Satan gets you. Why? There is an evil altar in your family. You say, Brother Joseph, yes, I have submitted CV. I have do this. And you see it is not working. Watch the pattern in your house. Is that the way your father suffer? You say, but Joseph, you are just talking. I'm telling you, this is a serious matter. If Jesus had to sanctify himself, some of us, we have to be the rock for our family. You have to pay the price for your family. There is no successful person in your home, or your home it is full of sick people. And you want to stop that sickness. Yes. Why do you believe the message? Why did you accept this covenant? It's a different covenant, brother, sister. Do you believe that? It's a different covenant. It's a special covenant. We are special people. Do you believe that? That is why we are not like the people of the world. We can say a thing and it can come to pass. Say, God, tonight, I am calling you on the scene. Enough is enough. This sickness that has been troubling me, is this ulcer? I don't want it anymore. You get, you have seen the way it troubled your mama, and you begin to see certain symptoms. You say, hey, maybe the way this thing was doing mommy, maybe it's going to do me. Better pray now. God, I don't want it. Is this certain weakness in your family? Lord, I've identified this thing. This thing is a problem in my family. And it's going to affect my progress in life. Both spiritually, both physically, both materially, both financially. Lord, I want you to break it, Lord. I want you to deliver me. In my family, nobody goes to school. Oh, I just remember now. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Yes, sometimes there are some requests people don't bring to church. I remember now, somebody in our midst was telling me, our boys, no, headway, education-wise. And I look, what is going on? Maybe the sister is hearing me now. I'm sorry, but you know I'll do it fine. And I look, I said, God, I thought everything was fine with this sister. What is going on? And I begin to pray, Lord, have mercy. You see that no going forward, no going back. But you might say that life is good to you. I tell you, life is not good to you. You should move forward in your life. That is the will of God. If you want to go to school and you desire, but you see your father not go to school, and you see yourself, you just come, you slump there. Hey! Don't be satisfied. Cry! Break it! It will not be easy. Do you understand that? I tell you, if you are the first person in your home, it will not be easy for you. If possible, those demons will want to kill you, but you will overcome. Do you get it? I say you will overcome, because that is the promise of God to you. Do you believe Easter? Jesus Christ conquered Satan. Therefore, he conquered every evil altar. That demon that said they will not do well in your family, Jesus conquered it for you. But the Bible said, what made me a new Abraham? He said, the day I gave my life to Christ, I ceased from being the son of Charles and Ella Abraham. Why do you have to be born again, brother, sister? Do you think it was a joke? No wonder Jesus was looking at Nicodemus and said, are you a teacher? You don't know what I'm talking about? When I say, you must be born again. If you say you are born again, do you know what you are saying? The Spirit of God is in you. Why are you afraid of the devil? Why are you afraid of witches? No witch can have power over you. No wizard have power over you. Break it, brother. Let us go to prayer. Lord, I must go to school. If it is business, God, my father did not do well in this business. I have interest in this business. Lord, I want to do well in the business. Help me, oh God. I am not yet to live a frustrated life. I am not here to live an underprivileged life. Help me, oh God. I believe you. I believe your word. I have served you. I have followed you faithfully. I have your spirit in me. Then why is this thing befalling me? Why is it that I cannot progress? Oh, brother, sister, maybe you are even in that. You are in that journey. And you are saying, but Joseph, my own. I read, and I do not pass. Brother, it is the devil. Pray. I do jam. Brother Joseph, they are not giving me admission. Pray. Don't take it lightly. Don't take it lightly. You say, maybe God does not want me to go to school. Is that what they tell you? Do not believers just settle for less. They just settle for cheap things. That is not the kind of life that God is calling us up for. Let us pray. We got few time before us before we take this written request. Lord Jesus, deliver us from every evil, oh God. Deliver us from every demonic oppression, every demonic altar, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Your blood, it speaks, oh God. And upon that basis, we are coming tonight, Lord, making all our requests known to you. Please hear us, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. We must need go home. We have a lot of written requests here that I want us to listen to. Believe your prayer. The Bible said, if you believe, whatsoever you ask, that you will receive. Are you a believer tonight? In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. You believe the Lord. You believe he has heard your prayer. You believe you have not come tonight to waste your time. Let us rise to our feet if you don't mind. And as the parting scripture for tonight, that will encourage us, please, Bro Joel, give me one Psalm 112 before we sing this song and I hand over to the associate pastor. It says, praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. Are you there?
that delighted greatly in what?
His commandment. Verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon the heart. Do you believe that? That shall be your portion in Jesus' name. He said the generation of the upright shall be blessed. Are you an upright brother? You are blessed. You don't need me to bless you. This is the word of God. You don't need any other prophecy. This is a prophecy of God. I say you are blessed. He said wealth and riches shall be in your house. It is my portion, and it will be your portion in Jesus' name. His righteousness endureth forever. That shall be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. While we take this song, I will praise him. I will praise him. You love the Lord? Go home in thanksgiving. Go home as somebody that has won the battle. I tell you, Satan will come back for you, but tell him it is finished. It didn't finish today. Do you understand? That battle did not finish because you prayed tonight. It was finished before the foundation of the world. You were only coming to the recognition of it tonight. Satan has long blinded your heart. But if God has helped you tonight and opened your heart, he has done it long ago. You are only thanking him for what he has done, and you are rejoicing in the same, that you can never be the same. You believe that, Sister Mary? You can never be the same. Yeah, you are looking at me. Your life will be for sight and wonder. You believe that? That is how I take the word of God. That's how I take the promise of God. For his blood has washed away his sin. Let's sing it like lively people. Oh, when I saw that cleansing fountain, oh, open wide for all my sin. What do I do? Oh, I obey the Spirit. Oh, when he said, wait up. What will I do? I will praise him. Yes, I will praise him. Oh, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. For sinners slain. Give him glory, all you people. Oh, for his blood and wash away. Oh, no. Brother, all I claim was swept away. My ambitions, oh my ambitions, plans and wishes, oh heart, my pain. Oh, what will I do? I will praise him. Brother, I will, oh sister, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. I like this stanza now.
Our Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for the privilege to be in your house this evening for the midweek prayer meeting. Thank you for the worship service, the hymns and the choruses that have been sung to praise your name. We thank you, O God, for the reading of the scriptures. We thank you for the exhortation from your word that has gone forth on prayers. We thank you for all that you have done tonight. We appreciate you for the privilege to also commit our needs as individuals, the request of your people, and Lord, the general request that we have as a church that we have presented again unto you. Father, we thank you for this wonderful message in our day you are giving unto us, Lord, to guide us in the right path. Oh God, if not for this message, we would have been groping in darkness. Lord, because you have shined the light across our path in this our time. While there is darkness over the land and gross darkness on the people, you told us your own bright to arise and to shine. You say, because our light has come. Dear Lord, if not for this message, we would have been of all men most miserable. We would have been living in confusion. But Lord, we thank you because we are in a journey where even our destination has been predetermined by you. We bless your holy name. Dear Father, Lord, we know that whatsoever we have to come in contact with along this journey, we know where we will end it at. When you told your disciples that time, let us cross to the other side, you never told them the details of what will happen on the river, the storms, and everything that will happen. But the destination is the other side. And they did arrive because that is what you have spoken. We believe you have spoken concerning us also, as your prophet said that you are waiting for our arrival. Master Jesus, whatsoever will come our way, we also have your promise, O God, that the enemy will come in like a flood, and Lord, but your spirit will be there to raise a standard against him. We thank you for everything. We are not unaware of the devices of the devil. We are also aware, O God, of your promises, and we know that they will not fail. As we have pleaded them tonight in prayer, we know you have heard our prayers, and we know that they are receiving attention. Increase our faith. Take away doubt and unbelief. Give unto us assurance, dear Father. Lord, may we know that they are set to be true. We want to thank you, O God, for your hand upon our pastor, and we thank you for the wife also. And for others who are sick, we thank you for your healing hands, Father. Dear Jesus, your prophet said that when you heal the leper, you totally deliver him from his leprosy. You are a God of total deliverance. As we have asked for now, we are asking that each one of your people, your servant, wife, and as many as are sick in their body, totally may you make them all over, Father. Lord, that you restore them fully to their sound head, to be able to serve you afresh, Lord, to the honor and the glory of your name. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Lord, the level your word has taken us tonight, Lord, may we from there aspire higher heights, Lord. May our faith not diminish, Father. Thank you, King of glory. We ask that the vessel you have used, may you replenish him and lift up the honor of his ministers and the rest of your servants. Lord, the rest of the week is in your hands. You have brought us thus far. May you see us through, Father. Every journey that your children will have to undertake, may you be their protection. Whatsoever we lay our hands upon, may they prosper. May you go before us, Lord. May you go with us, Father. Lord, we ask that the future services ahead of us, may them a greater blessing unto us. Thank you, Eternal Father. Very shortly, we have to dismiss from here to go back to our homes. You are the one that brought us safely. Take us back home safely, Father. Give us a peaceful and wonderful night rest, Lord. Those that the enemy is trying to cheat from their sleep will rebuild the hands of the enemy. May their sleep be fully restored, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting our petition. Because I have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of our Master and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. Pastor Vosti Livingstone caught this afternoon from Soweto, South Africa, and they say I should thank the church for hosting him and also for your prayers for him. that he arrived South Africa safely and is back with his wife and the family and also the church. He sends his appreciation to every one of you. The Lord bless you richly. We'll be having our tip service on Friday, all things being equal. And there's the invitation of Pastor Feishoyo, those who will be disposed to attend, the marking of his state body that we've been announcing this Saturday. And also on Sunday will be the next physical guardian for those who are in Ibadan. The Lord be with you all. May his coming rejoice our hearts. We praise him. We praise him.